Hello everyone, welcome to Kickstart. This is a podcast all about sharing the word of God, and joining me I have Anushka.
Welcome to Kickstart everyone.
Yes, and my name is Ronan. Today we're going to be discussing the topic anxiety.
You know, it's actually a big thing amongst the youth and young adults. But let's first start with, what is anxiety? Anxiety basically is a feeling of worry or unease about a certain thing. For instance, with teenagers, they're worried about school, they're worried about sports, because what if I'm not the best in it? What if I cannot achieve those high marks or be on the top 10 or go through to the next grade? And for young adults, it's mostly about finances or going into the adult phases now, having to care for themselves, look after themselves. Where is everything going to come from? So those are things that keeps them back from moving forward.
Yeah, and it boils down to wanting to be a success, however they term being a success.
Yes.
And, you know, it's that uncertainty of, will I actually become a success? Like, what will my life actually become? And it's beautiful. The Word of God gives us absolute certainty that we are successful, that we are rich, that we are healthy. And the way that we go about it, if we stick to the word, it's guaranteed. There's no speculation. So it's really different for us. And when I was younger, I had a passion for business. So I can remember when I was still in high school, I started business, like a few companies, and I would stay up like late at night, go to bed, just like worrying, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Like having to just try and make something with my life continually, waking up early, skipping a bunch of schoolwork just to work on my business.
Oh, you were serious.
I was anxious for that because, you know, I didn't follow the traditional route of going to university. So for me, it was about that, or going out, and then I would always want to impress people. So I'd spend so much time worrying about how I look, what clothes I have, what shoes I wear, what cologne I must wear to please people. And it really is just, even when you eventually get those things, you still aren't fulfilled because you're a slave to that worrying, continually trying to please people. And it's a never-ending cycle.
On that, what you shared, Ronan, for me it was, I wanted to please my parents. So when it came to exam times, that's my period of worry. Because I was on the top 10 and that's where I wanted to stay, or I just wanted to go higher than that. So I never wanted to get home with lower marks or not being on the top 10. That's why some nights I would just lay there and think, okay, what am I going to do? Instead of doing and studying my work, I would rather worry, and that wasn't good. Because I could have done so much more if I just took that time, you know, and studied my work or do something else. But that didn't bring me anything.
And that does not sound like an abundant life to me. That sounds like a half life, you know. And Jesus said he came to give us life in abundance. And how can your life be abundant if you're worrying constantly? And that's, you're not enjoying yourself, you know. I wasn't enjoying myself. And that's the beautiful thing. The life we receive from the Lord Jesus Christ is an abundant life, free of worry, because we're certain of our success, our prosperity, our health forever. So it's amazing what the word actually says about this life we receive in Christ.
And the Bible actually tells us not to worry. It gives us an example in the Bible about the birds in the air. They have no storehouse, but it tells us that God takes care of them. So how much more will he not take care of us? I mean, we're the best of his creation. So it makes me think. And then the Bible further on tells us that, what can it add to your life when you worry? Can worrying make you live longer? So what's the benefits of worrying?
Absolutely, there's no benefit. And this isn't anyone saying it. That was what you just said, is from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Those are his words. So he's telling us to refuse to look at the circumstances around us, refuse to worry about them, and instead just look at his word. He said, seek me first and all these things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we don't have to look at those things. We can actually refuse to consider them. And I think that's the first key, is to believe God. I mean, He created us. He created this world. He's God. And so now how can I think I know better than God, you know? So I refuse to worry.
And knowledge also plays a big part of it. If you don't know what the word says about not worrying, not having to worry, then you're not going to know what to do. So the Bible tells us in Isaiah 4 verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." But look at this part, Ronan. "Because you have rejected knowledge." It's because they have been rejecting the scripture. They have been rejecting the word of God. That's why they still live with worry. The Bible tells us, don't worry, but instead you can pray about everything.
Yeah, and it's exactly what you're saying. And maybe it's not even that they're rejecting it. Maybe they don't think the Bible has any solutions. I mean, I never thought the Bible could do anything for me. I thought it's just some stories, but it's actually the word of God, and it has the power to produce in you what it talks about.
But how would you know if you don't read it? Get on.
That's why we are here, Anushka. We are telling them. So I think exactly what you're saying is so true. Anxiety, it's not necessary. It's robbing them of a life. It's causing their life to perish. But we have to continually ourselves keep reading the word, because if I stop reading the Bible, I'm going to start worrying. I know, it's like cause and effect. As sure as 1 + 1 = 2 is the Bible is truth. So whatever the Bible says, you can bet your life on it. It's really, it cannot fail. And that's because the word of God is God. So when you're in your everyday life and these challenges come, these thoughts come that I'm not going to be a success, I'm not going to achieve this and this, or this dream I have is not going to actually come into reality, those thoughts that are coming to you is because of your uncertainty. And that will happen if you have not based your decisions on the word of God, on the Bible. But if you're basing your decisions on the Bible actually says it's like a man who builds his house on a rock. The storms will come, the waves will come, the winds will blow, but that house is not moving.
Yeah, also because you trust God and you are confident in the word of God. And we can look at Joshua and Caleb. In the Bible, there's a story of Moses sending out 12 spies to the promised land that God said He's giving the land to them. So Moses sent them out, and 10 of them came back with a bad report because there was giants in the land, and they were like, no ways we're taking this city. Look at their size compared to us. But Caleb and Joshua came back saying, you know what? God told us this is our land. So why are we not trusting Him? Why are you so uncertain? Why don't you believe Him? And then the thing for me that's so amazing is that they weren't looking at the giants. They weren't looking at the circumstances. They weren't looking at the situation. But they knew what God has said is going to be so, and it's so. So that's amazing. Don't look at what's going around you. Don't worry about the things of tomorrow. The Bible actually tells us, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lamp. The word is a lamp for our path, a lamp for our feet. So we don't, a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. So we don't have to go and, yeah, we don't have to go and like now think, okay, what do I do in this situation? How am I going to make this happen? No, we just have to look at the Bible. What does the Bible say I must do? And that is why we have stuff like the TiVo. It's a daily devotional that we read every day, and it shows us very practically what the Word of God says concerning our everyday situations we come across in life. So it explains the Word of God for us so that we can see, okay, in this situation, when the thoughts come about worrying and anxiety wants to come on us, we don't now let that happen. We refuse. We say, no, I'm a child of God. God has a perfect will for me, and I'm in that perfect will. Father, I thank you that I'm in your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. Because the scripture says, make your requests known unto God and let the peace of God beyond all understanding guard your heart. So we stick to the word, but how would I know if I didn't have that knowledge, first of all, brought to me, and then if I didn't continually think about it, because throughout the day, we have to be conscious of the word. Otherwise, you can't live it. That's the next thing, as I think, just for having anxiety completely removed from your life, is just continually thinking about the word of God.
Yes, but there's a point where it all starts. And the Bible says that you find rest in Jesus. So the number one step for us then to take is to make Jesus the Lord of our lives. And it's so easy. All you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth.
That's absolutely true. Jesus said you must be born again. You must receive this life. And then when you become a child of God, because that's the thing, a lot of people, especially in South Africa, we think if you're born in a Christian home, you're a child of God, but it's not reality. Jesus said you must be born again and then you're a child of God. So that's what we have to do in order to receive all these provisions, because God is not providing for other people's children. He only provides this stuff for his children. So we must receive that life. And it's as simple as saying a prayer, as Anushka said. If you believe Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead and that he's alive today, you can receive this life. So if you believe that and you want to become a child of God today, by confessing this out loud, this prayer out loud, you will become a child of God. So just repeat after me if you would like to become a child of God today. Dear God.
Dear God.
I believe Jesus is alive today.
I believe Jesus is alive today.
And that he is Lord.
And that he is Lord.
And that he died for my sins.
And that he died for my sins.
And that you raised him from the dead.
And that you raised him from the dead.
And I make this Jesus.
And I make this Jesus.
Lord of my life.
Lord of my life.
Boss of my life.
Boss of my life.
And I declare.
And I declare.
That I receive.
That I receive.
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
For me.
For me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving my soul.
For saving my soul.
I'm now a child of God.
I'm now a child of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow, congratulations, everyone. If you said that prayer for the first time, know that you are a child of God now. So don't ever be worried about, you know, am I truly a child of God? If you do something wrong, you are still a child of God. All you have to do is read your Bible, listen to Kickstart, and we will grow together.
Guys, your journey has just begun. Your life with God has just begun. And this is a glorious life, a life free of worries. And it's a life of certainty of success, certainty of health, certainty of prosperity. And all you need to do to enter into those blessings, enter into those provisions God has for you now, is to just look at what the Bible has to say. Meditate on what it has to say. Think about it all day long. Refuse to consider the circumstances, and you will see your life go in the direction of the Bible. And wow, it is a glorious life.
Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Kickstart. And remember to share it with your friends, your family, your relatives, whoever you come in contact with. And if you are in Cape Town, you are more than welcome to join us at the Limitless Teens Church every Sunday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at C Cape Town North, the Jesus Church.
See you there.